Welcome back. We're back here. CJSF 90.1, as always. And I guess we can continue about sports because we kept on talking about it.
There were some wild stories.
So I will now turn to Ronia and look at you.
Okay, I took a lot of classes. I took kickboxing. I don't know, karate. I just overall really like martial arts.
Mm-hmm. You just like beating people
really
up.
I wanted to try it.
You as an 8-year-old just like pow pow pow.
No, the kickboxing one. I was like 13.
Okay.
Okay.
So for karate, oh my god, I was like, I got to yellow belt, mm-hmm. and there was another girl that we both improved together. And then at some point, she started saying like, "Oh, like I'm gonna jump you and stuff
for no reason."
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, we're gonna compete together because like people that have the same belt compete together."
Yeah,
type of stuff.
Yes, and then this girl was like, "Oh, I'm literally, she literally said, you see how I'm overweight? I'm gonna jump you." Because
that, those were her words.
Yes, these are like actual words, and she was really scary.
Maybe she meant she's gonna jump on you.
That either way, that's scary. You're an 8-year-old, and someone's gonna jump you.
Sure. And then after that, I left that class.
And you know what? Fair. Jesus Christ.
No, it was like 3 classes. She kept like repeating that throughout the whole class.
Maybe she was just trying to scare you off.
Maybe, I don't know.
But at the same time, let's not risk it, right?
It was really
let's
scary.
Not risk it. Yeah, but you reminded me, since you said kickboxing, I remember when I think when I was probably 12, 13 mm-hmm. too, I did, instead of kickboxing, I don't know what the difference is between boxing and kickboxing.
Oh, kickboxing is like more with like
it's
different
literally
kicks.
Like,
it's literally
no,
in the
it's
name.
Like with different kicks.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was literally like, oh, okay, you do kicks more.
I used to do boxing, I used to do jiu-jitsu, I used to do karate.
I never got into the martial arts. I feel like... I don't know. I don't see
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I like boxing more because you got to like hit stuff.
Like kickboxing too. You know that we have the same stuff, but it's
I
just
guess
more
so.
Different.
Yeah, I guess I just went into the boxing route instead of the kickboxing.
Route. I don't like kicking.
You don't like kicking?
It's the best thing ever. I'm so good.
It's so fun to kick.
Right?
I know. Yeah. Like when I was 10, I would just constantly like try and kick in the air for no reason.
Okay, that's really relatable, though.
You see?
Maybe in kindergarten.
Yeah. Maybe I never grew up. Who knows?
Aww.
How about you, Paige? Didn't you try a bunch of sports?
A lot, actually.
Let's see. Let's hear it.
Okay. I don't know if I remember all of them, but the first one I did was soccer when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had to stop that because I kept on kicking people.
Kicking people.
Oh. Yeah. And then I did gymnastics for a little bit.
Oh,
but
I was goated.
But I had to stop that because I kept on like hurting my ankles like repeatedly, mm-hmm. which is probably, I don't know, probably a sign that I shouldn't do sports.
I could do both of the splits but, like fully. I think I can do one still.
I think when I was like 10, I could do half a split.
Oh, not fully.
To like, this I day, this I cannot.
Yeah, no. I'm scared of doing a split.
No, literally. What else did I do? I did figure skating for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was okay. I don't know. I can't like stop
what?
On the ice.
Question. Well, like, what's the difference in finger skating and like normal ice skating?
Finger skating.
Did I say it wrong?
Is figure skating.
Oh, figure. Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay.
First, what's the difference?
For the first time in my life.
Finger skating, I'm thinking of like the finger like skateboards.
Between boxing and kickboxing.
I honestly, wholeheartedly thought that it was finger skating.
It's more like artistic.
Why
regular
would
skating
call it that?
Regular skating?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Why is it called finger skating?
Regular skating is just like going around a ring, just like hanging out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Hanging out.
Well, what else do you do when you go to, like, the skating rink?
That is true.
Anyways, then figure skating is more, like, artistic training stuff.
Okay, but you can't
wait,
lie.
There's actually...
It does sound like finger skating.
No, it doesn't, bro. It's
depends on how
skating,
I say it. Did I, like, mess up?
Okay, say it again.
Finger skating.
Okay, well, no, that did sound like figure, but...
Okay.
I keep to my vowels.
It's okay, we'll let her pass.
Okay,
it's
thank you.
Pass.
Thank you.
We'll let her pass. That was crazy.
Huh? Okay, I don't know. I've done more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me think. Oh, I did dance for a while.
Oh,
I've
same.
Done like all the dances.
Mm-hmm.
I've done like tap dance, modern dance, and then ballet for a little bit.
Oh, I was really good at that.
Ballet.
Ah.
Yeah.
You see, I'm learning so much. I didn't know you guys did ballet. I wish I did ballet. I would have been so flexible.
I don't think I really chose that. I think I was just born.
You were forced to do
like
it?
Four, yeah. my
no, like when the
like,
parents
oh.
give you all like the activities to do, because they're like, you can't just sit around all day.
Yeah.
You gotta do stuff. Yeah.
I don't know
out
why they
sent
me to that ballet. Specific sport. I think it's because they wanted me to like be like girly. Like,
yeah.
Whee!
Yeah.
Your tutus.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways,
I feel like the same reason of like putting guys in
yeah,
in like
exactly.
soccer. No. Football.
Football. Yeah.
I think so.
Did I mention the song names?
No. You should do that, actually. What songs did we listen to?
I forgot. We listened to some... sound very naturalistic. The first one that we heard was called Grass, in all minimal letters, by the artist called... Let me see if I'm saying this right. Duval Timothy. Yeah, Duval Timothy. And our second song was by in an album called... August, just like the month, and the song was called White Roses. Very, two pretty ambient, little jazzy songs. I guess, oh yeah, I feel like,
what?
I blanked, wait.
Are we continuing what we were talking about before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember doing, what's it called, boxing for like maybe... Ooh. 6 months. Is there any difference? Is there any difference in like how you guys train in kickboxing?
Sorry, my chair really squeaks a lot.
That's what happened to me last time, bro. So it's that one chair that's really squeaky.
I think it's.
Oh my god, bro!
Wow, that was loud.
Everything.
It's not your chair. It's your mic.
That is my mic, but it's both of them. what was your question again? Sorry.
Well, what is the difference between? Well, I know like it's more kicking, but are there
it's
any
just
like
kicking.
It's, no, yeah, it's, but, not, like, it's not.
It's not. No, it's no more. It's just the difference is kicking.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, we just have more kinds of kicking.
More kinds of kicking.
You guys kick too. I'm pretty sure.
We never kick
boxing.
In
is
box.
Like
you guys
punching.
Don't.
Are you
boxing
joking right
like
now?
No, you're.
You just
joking.
Ask if boxing is kicking.
Yo, wait, no, not just kicking, but
why
I
you
thought
go,
you'd do it like once.
No, I thought this was like no. You know, kickboxing.
Why
boxing.
Are you shouting at me?
Because that was the craziest, dumbest question ever. If there's kicking in boxing, are we serious or no?
We do what? They do. I saw it. No, you're joking. Like one little.
Are you serious or no?
I'm kind of
right
serious. I'm kind of serious.
Why are you so mean? Why are you being so mean?
That was
you just said kickboxing is just kicking too. So
no, I never. The difference is just kicking. Like the difference is kicking.
I think we shouldn't argue here. Anyways.
All right, whatever.
Well, I guess keeping to the topic, if we're all talking about sports, I guess what are some new foods that you've tried, or not like now, but like recently, or in the, you know, recently doesn't have to mean like past month, but like past year, maybe.
What have I tried? I tried
poutine recently.
Poutine?
Yeah.
For the first time.
That's the first time.
This is
you're
the, yeah, the
joking.
First time.
But you guys are actually
crazy. You're joke. How?
Honestly, it's kind
of
okay.
That's one of the best foods ever. I'm going to be so honest.
It's kind of okay.
How long have you been living in Canada for?
3 years.
And you just tried poutine.
And I just tried poutine.
I literally tried it like the second day.
What kind of poutine did you get? Like, where'd you go?
I know it's this one place. It's this one place in
Costco.
Downtown. Costco.
Costco is so good. That's where
not
I'm going after.
Not called the New York City poutine.
I like Costco more.
I don't remember the name of the place,
like
but
that
I know it was,
amount
it's supposed
$7?
To be a good poutine place, like specifically that. For poutine. yeah.
Bro, I went to a poutine place in Sun Peaks. It was really good.
I tried Afghanistan food for the first time.
Oh, really?
It was busting. Yeah.
Mm.
What kind of what?
Yeah. What kind of dishes were there?
I mean, it's similar with Persian, really. It's
what
really
is
Afghanistan food? Except the rice is different.
Mm-hmm.
Our rice is better.
Yeah, it is. The Persian rice is better.
It is. It literally smells so good.
Yeah. Mm. With the sapphire.
Yeah.
With the sapphire.
Saffron. Sapphire.
My bad. Saffron.
Sapphire.
Saffron.
No, I've been making that at home
sapphire.
Too. The
sapphire.
Sapphire. I've been making that stuff at home.
Yeah. We put sapphire on.
Sapphire
on
rice is really
then.
Good. Yeah, okay. I agree.
Real.
Yeah. Nah, but I just had like lamb and like chicken. Dope. It's good.
That kind of sounds. basic.
No, but they make it different.
Mm. Okay. It's because like when you say like they rice and chicken, that sounds like the most.
It's a lot of saffron.
It's Afghanistan.
You got a lot of spices.
I don't know about theirs, but ours has a lot of saffron. Like a lot.
My grandma be making hella of that stuff.
Saffron.
But do you know a single a single meal that you can name?
I can't name the meal name.
Okay, just give me one.
I can't name it. The meal, but I should be giving me food for like the like the lamb and like the red sauce, bro. That's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the we got the
you can name the ingredients.
Okay.
Oh no, you can't.
Put it in.
Okay.
Just okay. Eat.
Yeah, I just eat.
No, that's fair.
I'm just making it. I eat.
Well,
I guess one that I don't know if you guys tried. Maybe you, because you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, close, I guess, from.
Yeah. What?
Manoush.
What is that?
It's a Lebanese dish.
Whatever that one.
Yeah, the one like that. It's like a, not a burrito.
I know. It's like wrap.
It's a wrap. Yeah.
Is manoush the dish?
Manoush is a imagine pizza, but instead of sauce and cheese, it's a bunch of herbs mixed together.
Okay, I never had that one. That one I
honestly, that one is better than pizza.
I want to try Ethiopian food.
Amazing.
No, pizza. You should try. I like meat on my pizza, like whatever. Bacon,
you can put you can put meat on it.
Like without that, like I don't know.
Trust me, it's amazing.
Oh really? I should try that.
It's out of this world.
Have you guys tried Ethiopian food?
Never.
I'm gonna try.
What is that?
Ethiopia.
You know what? What is that?
It's a place.
But you don't know where Ethiopia is.
You're joking.
Is.
I don't know where that is, bro.
Oh yeah, you're bugging. All right, okay, I'm actually sitting down with you people.
called saffron sapphire. Okay, you're right,
but it's true.
Yeah, but you just asked if there's kicking and boxing.
Okay,
that's more crazy.
Okay, you know what? We'll search that after.
I'll bet you money. I'll put money on it.
How much?
I'll put $50 on it.
We do not. How much money? We do not promote.
No, wait. No. I don't care. How much money you have on you right now?
Google says no, you absolutely cannot kick in traditional
boxing. Why'd you tell him to put my money on it?
What did she say?
That's so amazing.
What did she say?
So basically, you're wrong.
Wait, boxing has kicking, doesn't it?
No.
Google's you're joking, bro. You're joking.
You were better with money on it, too.
No, we're searching that up. There's no way I'm getting scammed.
There's no way we're still talking about this.
What did he search?
I'm on Google right now.
What did you search?
But I can confirm, I was in boxing. There was no kicking.
Exactly, because there's not.
Guys, I'm really confused. What did she search then?
Is there kicking in boxing?
No. What did you search that? He was like, you're wrong.
You are wrong.
Bro. You're worse than me. Let's be honest.
What is this argument?
Google says you absolutely cannot kick in traditional boxing.
You know why I
said
absolutely?
That's traditional. Wait. I'm talking about modern.
What? What? That's bro. Well,
what is modern boxing?
No. Now it falls it's like three categories.
Okay.
But it's different.
It's not
boxing.
Exactly.
Boxing boxing is no kicking allowed. Uh-huh. Kickboxing and Muay Thai is the sports where you can kick.
Okay.
Speechless.
Bro, there's no box. I'm right.
You're thinking about it though. You're rethinking your
No, I'm right. There's no kicking in modern boxing.
Also, there is a modern boxing.
There's just boxing. No, she actually raged at me. She actually raged at me, bro.
Oh, this is amazing.
Are you joking right now?
At least listen.
Are you joking?
At least I didn't say I eat sapphire on my rice. Sapphire is like a rock, bro.
It's a gem.
Boxing is
an
international sport.
Idiot.
Sapphire is like a little freaky place in the Middle East, bro.
No, sapphire is like a stone.
I don't know, bro. All right, whatever.
Yeah, sapphire is a gem.
Whatever, bro.
Maybe it could be. It could be. A place in the world.
No,
it's an ingredient that like Middle Eastern people use, bro. Not
no, well, it's dish, bro. Sapphire is not.
Whatever she said, I don't really care, bro. I don't really care, bro.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Why did you even look at it? Well, no, thank you for looking it up.
No, I wish you didn't, because I would actually put a bit of money on it.
I would like to know the facts. I also looked up if there's kicking in modern boxing, and it says no, there's no kicking in modern standard boxing.
Okay, what is?
I just want to say, you know why I said absolutely no kicking? Because everybody knows there's no kicking in boxing. Absolutely, there's no kicking in boxing, bro.
But I saw that guy. I swear.
You did not. You probably were watching UFC.
What event is that?
Bro, not okay.
You don't know what the UFC is? I'm thinking about that. Okay, we're putting on a song.
This is
Jesus Christ.
Yo, I'm actually gonna leave.
You are right now listening to CJSF 90.1 up here in SFU. We're almost out of time, folks. Thank you for tuning in. We're just going to leave you with some... Jesus Christ. Okay.
Sorry, someone is rage baited, so he really feels like...
The song you just heard was Stereolab. The artist is Stereolab, and the song was Transmuted Matter. Hope you enjoyed that one. And we're going to leave you here with another song called Advent of Panurge by Gentle Giant. And be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of for the next episode of Open Mic with our host Sasha. And I hope you enjoy and have a good afternoon. Have a good afternoon.
Good day.
Good day. Have a good day.
Good day, sir. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Look, do you see the man who is poor but rich? What do you wish and where do you go? Who are you? Where are you? Where are you from? Will you tell me your name? Tell me your name? Rest a while, call me your friend. Please stay with me, I'd like to help. Then he said, how can I speak when I'm dry? How can I speak when I'm dry? So bring me aid and I'll answer your doubts. I'll answer your dear friend in need. I'd like your help. Please take me home. I'll stay with you. Home and provide for his needs and his shelter. This day was done as no other has died in their life. Faithfully their vow was made, and from that day they were as one.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
Each week at a warehouse in Brooklyn, volunteers sort through thousands of pounds of fabric, from colorful cotton scraps to unused bolts of linen and silk.
What a lot of people don't realize is that along the course of the production of garment making, there is a lot of waste that happens along the way.
Camille Tagle is co-founder of FabScrap. The nonprofit partners with clothing brands to reuse and recycle textile waste, including fabric samples, prototype designs, and scraps left over after cutting and sewing. Some of the material is sold online or in person at the organization's store.
Maybe, you know, somebody wants to make a top or a dress out of one of our fabrics. People also use it for arts and crafts.
Other material gets shredded into a product that's used for insulation, carpet padding, and more. Tagle says reusing and recycling textile waste helps keep material out of landfills where it emits climate-warming methane as it decomposes. And it reduces the amount of new material that needs to be produced in the first place, which cuts down on carbon pollution at all stages of the supply chain. So FabScrap is helping reduce the climate impact of fashion one scrap at a time. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication.